I suppose I sat down with Rory and we kind of put a few plans together in terms of, you know, my amount of game time that I was going to get throughout the league, and we always kind of penciled in the end of the league, and I got on against Monaghan, and then I started against Mayo, so I got, you know, got decent enough game time. I suppose my day and age now, and the amount of miles in my leg, you kind of have to watch yourself a wee bit better, and you can't overdo things, and that's what's happening at the moment. I'm being monitored closely, myself and a few other fellas, and body's feeling good, and I've been training away with the lads, and, you know, I feel now I can maybe add something to the squad now going into the Ulster Championship.
A few of the more experienced players decided at the end of 2016 that was it, and that given plenty and the deserve the decision that they made. Did it cross your mind yourself that you might call today?
No, I never did. I never make any rash decisions without meeting my manager first and speaking, seeing, getting a kind of an evaluation of where I'm at or where they think I'm at. And the first thing I wanted to do really was speak to Rory as soon as I could after the All Ireland series last year, and I got speaking to Rory, and still felt that, you know, there was a place in the squad for me if I got myself into the right condition. And then I suppose he left the ball in my court then to make that decision. Could I get to them levels where he wanted me to get? And I felt I could. So that's where I'm at the moment. And I've kept the head down so far this year. I've been training hard and everything possible to get myself right. And I'm not sure what Rory's plans is for me. I've said all year, if it's a full game, if it's half a game, if it's 10 minutes, whatever value I can add to the squad throughout Ulster Championship and the All-Ireland Series, then I'm happy to do so.
And despite the loss of all those, what people would see as very key men, very solid league campaign, a lot of new players brought in, under-21s, very promising.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a serious lift to have them younger guys in. You know, it's brought that fresh legs, that real freshness to the whole squad after the guys retired last year, and they've had a brilliant under-21 campaign. They've seen a lot of them. I've seen a lot of game time throughout the league, but, you know, it's going to be a big step up for them again now going into the championship. But I think they're well ready for it, and they're well equipped for it, and, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, they can keep their heads like they have throughout their under-21 campaign and get over that and, you know, deliver performances for us now in the Ulster Championship.
You've got Antrim now in the preliminary round. Within the camp, you'll be taking that very seriously, but outside the camp, a lot of people are saying this is just the prep for another big clash with Tyrone.
No, we're not looking at it like that. It's just in the back of our minds what happened in 2009, maybe, when we started looking at the bigger picture and Antrim came to Ballyfey and overturned us. I know there's not a wild pile of the squad that were there then are still there now, but, you know, we have to remind them young guys that, you know, it's championship football. You know, we have to be 100% prepared, and it's on any given day anything can happen, and that's the way we're taking it going into the game now against Antrim. And say we're not looking at the bigger picture, but hopefully so. If we do put on a big performance, then we're confident we can do the job and get into the next round, and, you know, we'll reevaluate after that then and take things from there.
And after the last year's Ulster final, I suppose another meeting with Tyrone would be desirable, maybe, to put the record straight.
I suppose going into any championship, you want to be playing the best teams at some stage, and, you know, if you are playing the best teams, then, you know, you're going places, and Tyrone are up there with, you know, the top, with your Dublins and your Kerrys, Mayos, they're definitely up there. We've Antrim to get over first. Once we get over them, then it's going to be a whole new reevaluation, a whole new championship prep again for another three weeks or so. So we'll come to that when that stage happens. Yep.